Drive Time on RTE Radio 1 with National Irish Bank. The bank that brought Danske Bank's international expertise to Ireland is now bringing the Danske Bank name.
Well, the budget is just a month away. There are mixed signals about how much or how little the Minister for Finance can give back to hard-pressed taxpayers in light of improved Exchequer returns this year. But if Michael Noonan opts for tax cuts, will Brendan Howlan have to trim spending someplace else? For this and next week's Talking Money slot, personal finance experts Jill Kirby and Carl Dieter will share their top money-saving and money-earning ideas just in case the budget doesn't deliver much of a reprieve. You're both very welcome. Jill, what do you think is going to happen? Will we have give back on tax on the 14th of October?
Well, I don't think anybody really knows for sure. The minister's holding his cards pretty close to his chest. And if it's anything like the last couple of years, probably the day before the budget, RTE will have spilled the beans. Certainly happened in the last couple of years. But, you know, the state is up an extra billion from tax revenue this year. So the pressure is off to meet that 3% deadline that he has for that holy grail deficit target. We should note, too, that since the start of the crisis, though, between about 6,000 and 9,000 euros worth of household income has been taken basically by the state in the form of taxation and levies. It depends on what site you're on, but it's about that much from average working households. And I'm guessing that whatever he hands back on the 12th, is it? Yeah, I think it's the 12th. 14th of October. I think it's probably going to be pretty modest. There's maybe two budgets.
Well, what did Leo Varadkar say, 5 or 10 euro?
Well, I think that's pretty modest for a lot of people.
Jeez,
who've
let's
seen.
Let's go party.
Yeah, let's go party, exactly. So what we've done, given that, you know, maybe the minister, who knows, maybe he thinks there's still a little bit of squeeze left in the squeezed middle, we've put together our top ticket, our big ticket money savings ideas. And I think this is the point in the show that we say, take out your pencil and paper and maybe mark things down. Although I think a lot of people have done this, but I'm going to start with the usual suspects.
This whole show is going to be take down notes.
Take down notes.
All the good stuff.
So take down notes.
I'm ready.
And I'm going to start. I've done this story, Mary, many, many times over the last 20 odd years, but stuff has gotten really expensive, like cigarettes. You really should just stop smoking. 27% of the population still smokes. Now, I'm not saying they're all smoking a packet a day because it's $9.50 a pack, apparently, between $9 and $9.50 a pack. If you do smoke one package of cigarettes every day, that is 3,500 euros that is going up in smoke. So try and give it up. And even if you're buying, God forbid, black market, half price fags, that's 1,700 so or 1,800. So it's a lot of money.
The people out there are screaming at the radios now and they're saying, I wish it was that easy.
Okay, I know.
It's hard. I used to be a 30-a-day smoker. Yeah, I tried everything except for voodoo and bloodletting to quit.
Well,
and
that
it's
would be
hard.
More the equivalent of more than 30.
Yeah, I've been there too. It's a really, really hard road. It is worth it.
Next is alcohol consumption. Now, I asked a couple of friends, because I am a very modest drinker, but I said, what's a really modest drinker? And they said, I don't know. I mean, if you average it out, maybe a pint of beer a day and a couple of bottles of wine. That's a modest drinker in this country. Well, I worked out the price at 4.50 a pint and say 10 or a bottle. That's 2,678 euros worth of booze, and that's a very moderate drinker. Let's move on to another favorite, and that is, and you know, it was funny, I was talking to a friend, another journalist, who does this every day. He goes and buys himself coffee. Hey, hello.
Carl has one too. Carl has his takeaway.
At 2.50 a cup.
Yeah.
For every working day for 48 working weeks, assuming you're taking holidays, that's another 600 quid. If you buy a thermos cup, and I went and priced a very nice one at the stock shop for about 20 quid, you could save, and you brought the coffee every day in it, you'd still save 520 euros. So that's that.
She's taking all the joy out of my life.
I am.
But keep on going.
There's only a couple more. Only a couple more of the old favourites. The next one is packed lunch. You could save 300 quid over the same period. And we're talking just about a fiver. And that 5 or 6 quid buying a packed lunch, make a packed one, 300 quid. And then my last one, folks, is another friend, always, and RT is very kindly provides them when you come into studio. He buys a bottle of water every day. and then dumps the plastic bottle. And he says it costs him between 1 and 125. So I'm putting it at 1 euros because some people also buy a packet of sweets or a little packet of gum or crisps. They're a euro now. Every working day, that's another 240 euros. So instead, keep the first bottle you buy, fill it up with a tap and bring it in.
How much have you saved there between the cigarettes, the wine, the coffee, and the, you know what else, the packed lunch?
This sounds unbelievable, Mary, but if you do the math, it's 7,200 euros.
It's a lot of money.
It's a lot of money. I hope Noonan's not listening to this because there's a lot of squeeze there.
It all almost add up to the equivalent of what my therapy bill would be without all those voices.
With no health,
Carl, is wealth, and you have a health related money saver.
I'll always stay healthy. It's cheaper than being sick. Okay.
And now you're off the coffee and the wine and the pints.
Now that there's nothing good left in life. Okay, so the health savings idea is for people who have health insurance. There's a thing called a corporate equivalent. So when health insurance companies design plans, they might make one that's in mind with for people who just live on their own or someone who has them and a partner and a child. And then they have some that they design for companies that might have 5,000 people working in them. But the thing is, they can't stop you from getting that plan.
Under community rating.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And so you can ask for it and you just call up and ask for the corporate equivalent. So an example of that would be a top plan, for instance, from Leia Health is Essential Plus. That costs €2,345 right now. But a corporate version where you've got to pay €100 once off excess in a private hospital is called Simply Health Connect Care 100 and it costs €1,186.
Which is a saving of...
€1,200.
Multiply that by that by two. That's 2,400
I think people sometimes lose the will to live when it comes to navigating through health insurance policies. But
most insurance is like that. Like it is designed to make you suffer from inertia, back off and just pay whatever the premium is. I know that. I've worked in this for long enough. Yeah. Like it's the whole idea of confounding people so they just purchase whatever it is. It's been in the insurance industry for years. But this is one way you can beat the system.
Use a specialist broker. And there are some out there, of course.
That's not me saying that.
Everyone loves to save on insurance.
Oh, yeah. And that's not the only thing. I mean, the other week, a group called Morrock Research, they found that if people had switched their electricity, their broadband, their mobile provider, car insurance and banking, they could save €2,000 a year. And if you want to just save on insurance without worrying about what the various details are, you can normally save about 10% by paying annually instead of paying on the drip because that attracts an interest and a higher premium.
Okay, is that the best saving you can get?
No, it gets even
better.
No, I always keep a rabbit in the hat for just the last little thing to make you happy. This one is on life insurance. Now, everyone hates paying for life insurance. Obviously, the only people who believe in it, you know, are the ones who end up claiming it. It's you see the benefit of it then, but having it is important. And what a lot of people don't realize is that apart from shopping around, which everyone says, is that you can actually use your pension allowance to buy life insurance. Now, there's some rules and some conditions. It can't go beyond the age of 65. You can't put more than a certain amount of your income towards it. But most people aren't using up all of their available pension credits effectively. And it's called a Section 785 policy. And what it means is that you get tax relief on the contributions. So if you're being taxed at 41%, you now get 41% relief. And it's a huge savings that makes a big difference. And so with the things that I've just discussed, on top of Jill's €7,000...
Yeah. What are we up to?
We put another €3,000 on top. Now we're up to €10,000.
And there's more, Jill.
Yeah, there is. And we've discussed this before. We did a piece this summer about it. And that is always paying off expensive debt first, ideally with the low yielding savings or zero savings that you're getting in your deposit accounts now. And I'm going to add, I'll throw a figure in here, but just stop using credit cards. They're the most expensive credit that everybody has. And I know that sounds easy too, because it is, for a lot of people, the only source of credit they have now. But debit cards are terrific. They're actually Visa or MasterCard. They act like credit cards, but you have to use the money in your account. Mm-hmm. So if you're paying 23% interest on £1,000 and you're just paying just the interest on that loan for £1,000, that's a €230 savings just by going to the debit card rather than sticking with that one. The other thing that a lot of people do not do, my colleague Sandra Gannon at the TAB Taxation Services, where we do the book every year, she was saying at least half the people who come in to get a tax review every year, and that's for 20 odd years, they do not claim their medical and dental expenses every year. These are outside of what you might be able to claim from your health insurance, or if you don't have any at all.
And you can do this on the revenue site now, and it's easy to navigate.
Yeah, and you don't have to wait till the end of the year.
And I'm saying that, and I hate doing this sort of stuff, but it is easy. It's
20%. So if you're a family with young children and you've no health insurance, but you've got medical and dental bills and, you know, regular teeth problems for the kids, mm-hmm. it's not unusual to have the bill of €1,000. Well, there's €200 simply by claiming that. Yeah, so
that's not all.
And it goes back 4 years.
You go back onto a thing called PAYE Anytime, go to revenue.ie down in the left-hand corner, PAYE Anytime, you register there. You can also get money back on bins. There's certain allowances.
No, it's gone. That's gone. Bins are gone.
All right. Well, sorry. If you're going back 4 years, though, you can still go into years that it was claimable. Right. Education has been reduced, but there's still something there for that. So this is the point, is that if you're going back in time, you can.
Go
if
back
you haven't
four
claimed
years.
In the past,
go back 4 years.
Do that. Also on the tax front, I know I'd mentioned using your pension credits. An actual pension itself is a pretty impressive savings if you can afford it and you want to save for the future. If you were earning, say, $50,000 a year and you decide to put 10% of that into a pension and you're at the top rate of tax, it will only cost you €2,950. And that's effectively a savings. It's like being given a free €2,050. When people had the SSIAs and they start jumping up and down about putting €4 in and getting a €50 for nothing, like this one is effectively
and
put
it's
in
an investment in the future.
Yeah,
as well.
You put in three and you get two. I mean, it really is. It's something wonderful. And also on tax, if you're over 65 and your income is below $18,000 a year, or twice that for a couple, you'll save 41% on your DIRT tax. DIRT tax has been mm-hmm. going up. It's one of the things that they use to tax wealth effectively. But deposit returns are important for a lot of people, and they don't realize.
You've added about another £2,500 there.
Okay, right. So we're up then to 11,000, at least 250 or thereabouts.
I was reading my son The Cat in the Hat the other day, and he's balancing on a ball and juggling 50 things, and he says, that is not all.
That is not all. But someone who is prepared to do a pretty comprehensive audit of their spending, going through everything you've had there and taken out their pen and written it all down, they could save thousands every year. How realistic is it?
Well, I mean, I think a lot of people have already made a lot of those savings. I mean, I certainly know quite a few people who've been, you know, switching.
People have adjusted their lifestyles
in many ways. And a lot of people have had no choice, too, of course, because they've had problems perhaps paying their mortgage and they've had to fill out the standard financial statement at the banks. So they have really gone through in an absolutely comprehensive way exactly how much they're spending. Personally, I've saved, just this year, I've saved £300, though, switching my home energy. We've nearly halved our broadband package, and I also saved £600 this year by using that specialist health broker mm-hmm. on our health insurance. So I've saved about £1,000 at least this year in doing some switches. But I still have friends, Mary, who just have never done it at all.
Yeah.
And even though I've said to them, you know, you mean you've been staying health insurance contract, you've been staying with the same electricity and gas company, and they say, yes, I have. And I really think sometimes that inertia, which we are just notorious for in this country, is almost as bad as, worse almost than procrastination.
A few final words, Carl.
Well, I suppose at the risk of sounding like a cracked record, I'm back to my mantra of practice makes perfect. I think when it comes to spending, a lot of people have an idea of broadly what they spend or how they spend it, but they don't know exactly what they spend. And if you'd ask someone right now, what did you spend last Monday? Then you'd start to see the head going to the hands and struggling with the memory banks. Yeah. Oh God, what did I? And I guarantee you, for most people, they're well off the mark. And that's why keeping track and knowing rather than supposing and having the full picture is the best. It's really basic, but you can keep track. There's apps you can get on your phone. There's a million ways you can do it. You can do it with a pen and paper. But if you do that and you really start to get into your own expenditure, then it's something you can change. And if you don't, well, then it just remains kind of something that's in the fog. So
loads of sound common sense. Thank you both very much. You're back with your favourite pre-budget income generating ideas that you might not have considered. And people can contact Jill Kirby and Carl Dieter with financial queries by email to drivetime@rte.ie or by tweeting at drivetimeRT. Thank you both very much.